Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a great Tuesday out there. Good things on the way for you, like this right here. Brittany Merlot joining us right now. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing good over here. It's a perfect answer.
Shivering, right?
I'll be honest. Just to look behind the curtain, quick. I don't know why I did this, but I was trying to get the garbages out, and I thought, oh, I can do it real quick while Mel's news is going, and I did, and I had a brief moment of the door feeling like it was locked, but it was just that cold outside. Even the door was too cold. Like, I'm not working today. Like, I'm good. You know, you're gonna stay in or out, one or the other, because I'm not opening again.
I agree with you.
What are we looking at today, Brittany?
Well, temperatures right now sitting at 1 degree. We've got winds moving at about 5 to 10 miles per hour, which isn't much, but it's knocking us back to feeling about 13 below to about 15 below or so. So pretty crisp. Those wind chills will ease in the afternoon, but high temperatures today only climbed to 10 degrees. So we're going to be sunny, we're going to be cold, and it's going to be calm all ahead of the snow moving in tomorrow. So the winter storm watch has been issued. That is for much further south and well away from us. So the storm is going to be sliding south of us, and it will scrape us. So we're right on the edge of getting anywhere from 1 or 2 inches to potentially 4 inches. I think we're going to stay right around that 1 or 2 inches range throughout tomorrow, but snow moves in by the afternoon. It continues to the afternoon and into the evening hours before it leaves. And then we get a sunny and cold Thursday, too. In fact, all of this week is kind of cold. So layers, get ready for that, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's a great, that's the word of the week, layers. That is definitely it. Thank you for that, Brittany. We appreciate you. You stay safe and warm out there, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a great day.
Thanks, Brittany.
Best in the business right there, Brittany Merlot joining us. Good to have her back. We got some fun stuff lined up for you in this next couple of hours, everybody. First up, of course, we're going to have employees, our El Cafe birthday and anniversary club, and then we'll get into the percentage of employees who know what is expected of them at work.
Kind of
an interesting
question?
One. Yeah, okay. Right. That one's coming up for you. A guy turned orange, and we're going to tell you how he did that. Your pet's microchip. I want to get into that one. Got an interesting one on there. And before we wrap up, we will have the 5 most dangerous expiring condiments in your fridge.
Okay. I wasn't sure where you were going with that.
That's coming up for you.
Glad that's where it went.
We got other fun stuff going on, of course, but the big one we have is Love on the Air Takes to Win contest.
Yeah!
This is a crossover station event we've been doing with our friends over at, with our sister station at WIRI.
They're our friends, too. I mean, they're us. So, we're friends with ourselves, right?
Right. We are having a lot of fun with this one. We got some great prizes available for you, everybody. All you got to do is pull out the Civic Media app, get ready to text us the keyword that we give to you at the top of the 8 a.m., 10 a.m., noon, and 2 o'clock hours. You text that word to us, and you could possibly get in this big prize where we've got prizes from Performing Arts Center, Love Inc., Mission Coffee House, Melissa, just all kinds of
companies. Can I get the rest?
Please. Yeah.
There's a personal package from Amethyst Rising. This young lady will design your personal style. It's almost a $199 value. There's also 2 1-hour massages and 2 1-hour Reiki sessions from Full Circle Massage. Honestly, Cranberry is giving out 3 bags of cranberries, which you can freeze. You don't have to eat them all at once. And then there's Paul Gross Jewelers. This bracelet is $299 value. You should see the picture on our Facebook page. It's fantastic. It's gorgeous. And if you don't have a gift for your sweetheart, that's perfect. And then also Dance with Dignity DJ, a $55 gift card for services. You can throw your own party.
Yeah.
We're giving you all the things you need. Like, you could have this awesome party for Valentine's Day for just you and your sweetheart, or you know, invite everybody.
Yeah.
The Mission Coffee House is an ultimate dinner date night on February 15th. The Love Inc. is a $25 gift card to thrift store, two tickets to Founders Day dinner on February 27th, and the Performing Arts Center is two tickets to Bachelors on Broadway on February 20th. We're like sending you on, I don't know how many dates here, James. Mm-hmm. One, two, three, four, five. Date options with this one package.
We do a lot of things here at WFHR. We have for a long time. We try to keep you informed. We try to take care of you and keep you up to date on everything going on in this area. And we're trying to help your romantic life. We are. If you are struggling with romance out there, if you just don't know how to romance, we are going to help you. We've got laid out for you.
Yes, indeed. And Amethyst will make you look fantastic for these dates.
Mm-hmm. And I'm writing that one down, Amethyst Rising. I'm writing that down. Yes. That's a good one.
Oh, she's fantastic.
I should have to also note, after all these years and everything, I feel like I shouldn't have to remind some of our team of this. My father was counting on this package for his Valentine's, and I had to remind him he cannot win. Those of us that cannot win Dad. You do still have to make plans for Valentine's, because this is the perfect package. Good luck topping this. And of course, that key, we want to remind you as well, you can go to WFHR.com, check out the complete list of contents for this that you can win. Thank you so much to everybody who's already played along. Again, be listening at up at the 10 a.m. Jane and Greg will have, or 10 a.m. hour, will have a word for you here and at WIRI. And then at noon and at 2. And your keyword for this hour is friendship.
Friendship. Oh, that's perfect.
It's a really good one.
We got to make sure to thank our sponsors, Quality Printing, Wham Incorporated, and our tech sponsor for WFHR is Johnson & Sons Jeep.
Mm-hmm. I like to wrap up with them, and we appreciate them very much. Again, that keyword to text to us, thanks to our friends at Johnson & Sons Jeep, is friendship, FRIENDSHIP. Friendship.
Friendship.
Go ahead and text that word to us, everybody. That's a good one, by the way.
You have the whole hour to text that word in.
Yeah. We'll get it to you again before we wrap up the hour, but thank you so much to everybody who's already played along, and thank you especially for downloading the Civic Media app and taking us with you everywhere.
It's free.
Happy National Make a Friend Day, everybody.
This is in honor of our text to win word, friendship?
Yep. I don't know if that was planned, but God, I love how it worked out.
It worked out.
Yes, but it is National Make a Friend Day, and this is something, a topic we've touched on here on the morning show a little bit as we get older, and it can be a little bit tougher for adults to make friends. And a poll last fall found 39% of Americans hadn't made a new friend in over a year. Almost 40%.
Wow.
Someone asked Reddit for advice, and the comment that got the most upvotes was to find a place where you'll see potential friends regularly.
That's good advice.
I don't know why, but I've always struggled with that word in the morning. Regularly.
Because it's English, James, and English is difficult to, because it's just, it's a conglomeration of everything, and it's weird.
I know I can't prove it, but I guarantee if we went back in a time machine when they first came up with that word, part of it was, oh, this is going to mess with people. Oh, this is going to be. So in other words, don't expect to meet someone once, immediately hit it off, and become best buds overnight. It takes time. Like most things.
Yeah, relationships take time and work.
Find something you're into and keep going back. It could be a coffee shop, sewing circle, pickleball, even church, a book club, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
It just needs to be something you're into where you'll meet people that are into similar things.
Also into the similar thing. Yeah. So it's hobbies.
Yeah. After a while, invite them to do something outside of the place that you normally do. And it's half the reason we become friends with coworkers. We just see them a lot.
Yeah.
But that's happening less and less now with everyone, with a lot of people working from home. And, there's a lot of more of jobs that are becoming more central. Central. You're in your at your desk your whole time or something along those lines.
You don't interact with coworkers as much, which, I mean, that's a little sad.
Yeah, it is. No, it is. I think it is big time. Every industry has been, literally every industry has been affected by this. And efficiency is such a key word nowadays. I don't think we think of that word, but it's on our minds all the time. It's whether you are in charge or you are just started somewhere, getting things done is so important.
And quickly.
And most people, it's obvious with us in our job. Our job is everything is time sensitive with what what we do. But yeah, we're not alone. Pretty much every industry out there is in a similar spot. And every industry, whatever job you're doing, I guarantee you're probably doing three or four other jobs. All that being said, I can see why people are not able to maybe go to the water cooler anymore. That and we don't have water coolers.
No.
Well, we do.
We do. We just don't stand around it and talk.
Right, right.
Because that would be awkward.
Where it's placed and everything. Although you do have Pam right there, so you could just talk to Pam the whole time. You could,
but then you'd also be blocking the door.
Do you?
Maybe yeah, it's a whole group of us.
It's not a good idea. Not a good idea to block
the door.
We
should just do that one day.
Actually, why not?
All of us cluster around the water cooler and take a picture.
I think it'd be funny. We have to do that now.
The only water cooler remaining in Wisconsin Rapids.
I do think this is, fascinating if it's the right word, but I find it almost fascinating.
Interesting.
Yeah, really do.
At least.
When it comes to making friendships as you get older and everything, and it's something that there is no playbook for. It's not as if we're told, you know, after we learn our ABCs, okay, now that you got your ABCs down and you can count to 10, here's how you make friends. I hope, at least, for most people out there, this is something you have never had to think about because it just happens naturally for you. Mm-hmm. But there are some people out there, myself, that have never been good at this. And it's one thing to, you know, oh, you see somebody attractive at the end of the bar and you want to go talk to them and you're nervous or it's not easy for you or something. That's one thing. It's a complete other when we're talking about a situation like this where you're out doing a thing that you love to do and it's just a friendship that you're looking for, and even that you have a hard time getting going. Even that you have a hard time, you know, breaking the ice or whatever it might be. So this is as good of an idea as I've heard of any, as far as, you know, putting yourself in situations where you're in those kind of places. I will also say, and this is not a shot at bars or anything like that, but if... can we be real? Most bar life, there are good times, but most of it is not exactly the most uplifting atmosphere. and that being said,
sometimes it depends on what time of the day or night you are there.
Oh, 100%. I think context is everything with this.
Yes.
But it's also true in part that the type of energy and the type of mood and the type of people what you're around, that's the vibe that's going to stick around. If you're at similar thing, if you're around somebody and they're very, very aggressive or something in sports, and that's how you meet them and that's all you know of them, well, you get them out of that element and maybe see if you still have something there.
That's good advice. And it's also, I think, great to talk about trying to meet people that have similar interests to you. It can be difficult in this, especially in Wisconsin, to find places where people gather that aren't bars.
Yeah.
Most of your other options are sports or church. I like that you mentioned a sewing club or you can find like knitting groups. Our library has awesome events going on all the time where you could potentially go and meet other people. And just, you know, having those conversations is just a great place to start, even if you don't necessarily make a lifelong friend. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes our friends come and go. Mm-hmm. There are seasons of our lives that they are friends, and then we're through that season or past that season. I don't know. Friendships are work.
Yes.
As well.
Yes.
You have to have time. You have to be able to dedicate time to those friends.
And you got to make effort. You got to reach out. You got to be able to reach out to each other, especially think of, you know, anybody out there. I imagine almost all of us are thinking of somebody we haven't reached out to or talked to in a while. Today's a good day for it. Today's a good day to reach out and reconnect a little bit. And keeping all this in mind, I think there's a couple of key things here. One, part of the reason I'm bringing this up, I think because of my age, you might think I'm referring to people in my age or Melissa's age range, and I am a little bit, but I think a lot of our senior population and the isolation there and how hard it is to make friends at when you're young or you're middle or you're my age or whatever age you are, especially when you get older and you get more and more, if you're more and more isolated, we have too much of an issue with that. I want more and more people to be able to get out of that and have friends, especially we talk so much negative about social media and apps and all this. They have some positives.
Sometimes that is the connection you have.
Yeah. A day like today where you can't get out of the house, you can still connect with people. You can still FaceTime or use Zoom or Skype
text
or
call
text,
or,
yes, yeah. any of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it does to, you know, have some interaction with some other people.
I have heard too, James, sorry, that it, referring to isolation as me time actually makes it better.
It does. Yes. Yes. I am
in your brain.
I can definitely.
This is me time. I'm not alone. I'm choosing this.
I can testify to that. Yes, it absolutely does.
This is me time.
Just to wrap up, looking at a timeline of friends and friendship, 8000 BC, archaeologists found dog burial sites that are over 10,000 years old.
Wow.
How long we have been kind of having man as best friend as a friend. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
We will take a quick time out. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning at WFHR. It's time for El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and talk about our great friends over at El Cafe. Visit them today. Treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great one from all of us. And of course, check out some of their great specials on their Facebook page.
Ooh, they have some good ones today. The Country Style Benedict. Have you ever had a Country Style Benedict?
No, it sounds really good, though.
Yeah, they do like a sausage gravy instead of hollandaise over a buttermilk biscuit. And then there's sausage instead of ham. It's almost a completely different dish.
Yeah. I'm not a ham guy, so I think I'd like that version.
I'd
like to try that. Yeah.
And then they have a lasagna is on a special this week, and their meatloaf melt. And I'm not gonna say this right. Plus, it's in cursive. But I can read cursive. I can read and write cursive.
Yes.
Just want to put that out there. I'm gonna pull a James. Birria chilaquilas. Chilaquilas.
Chilaquilas. Yes. Chilaquilas? Yeah. You got it. I think you got it pretty damn good.
Okay.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
Fidel will have to call in and correct us.
I love that. I'd love that. I want that as a new thing where Fidel just calls in for like 5 seconds to say
just,
this.
Just give us the specials. Yeah. So it's homemade tortilla chips. Ooh, they homemade tortilla chips.
Yeah. Those
sauteed
are good.
With green or red salsa, topped with two eggs, our delicious beef birra. Birra, ranchero cheese sauce, a pico de gallo, and sliced avocado. That sounds fantastic.
Yes, nicely done, Melissa. Nicely
Again, it's done. Nachos for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. And any place that makes their own homemade tortilla chips.
Yeah.
Oh, God, they're so good. Yeah, check it out, everybody. And join them over at El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue today. Head on over there. Buy local, support local. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. You can email us, info@WFHR.com. Direct message us on our Facebook pages and call on up.
That's right, 715-424-2600. Call up and give us your birthdays and anniversaries live on air. We want to celebrate with you.
Yeah, and keep in mind, everybody, you can do that through the whole show. It doesn't have to just be this segment. We'll take it anytime during the whole show.
Absolutely.
We need a one or a two, Melissa.
Ooh, let's choose one.
Okay, let's get that in. And we got our qualifiers. We can get right in. We have two birthdays to celebrate. First up, we wish happy birthday to Betty Nelson.
Happy birthday, Betty.
Enjoy your day. Hope it's a great one for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Cassandra Moss.
Oh, happy birthday, Cassandra. Congratulations.
Enjoy the day. Hope it's a good one for you. Her friend texted this in, and her friend said that she goes by Cass. So, Cass.
Happy birthday, Cass. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it's a good one. Have a great birthday, and we encourage you to brag to everybody that you're our qualifier today.
Absolutely. And head on over to El Cafe because you will get free pie. And also, this is a good time to mention, James, they have the fundraiser happening this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I did notice on their Facebook page, if you want to help them out, give them a heads up that you want to participate, call them up and let them know that you would like to get some barbecue. They're delicious barbecued ribs that day to help out Tony, who is had a tragic accident. He's a former postal service carrier. And now needs a lot of help. So they're holding this fundraiser on Saturday from 2 to 6, which is later for them to be open on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $20 for a half rack of ribs, potato salad, or baked potato, and coleslaw. Dine in or take out.
be sure to check that out, everybody, and support one of our own. Support somebody that put a lot into this community, worked for this community, worked for the city, and did a lot for us. Let's help him out and enjoy and get some great food while you're at it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's
pretty
goodness.
Cool. It's a win-win. You can find out more about that by going to their Facebook page. Encourage you to do that, everybody.
Yeah, they have a really nice write-up there on their Facebook page.
Taylor Lautner is 33 today. Jacob in the Twilight movies. He was also in Scream Queens and Shark Boy in The Adventures of Shark Boy and Lava Girl. He had a moment there, you know, my kid. There was a time there with that Twilight stuff where he was pretty big for a little bit there.
I never saw the movies.
I saw bits and pieces with the person I was with at the time, and I just couldn't do it. It wasn't not my thing. Yeah, teach.
And that's okay.
Kelly Rowland is 44. Kelly Rowland from one of Destiny's Child singers.
Oh, I like Destiny's Child.
Yeah, they were big. Another big voice here too.
Yeah,
Brandy is 46.
Oh, Brandy,
actor and singer. Yeah, so you got a couple of big singers right there. Mm-hmm. Another '90s act, Mike Shinoda is 48 from Linkin Park, MC for the band. Let's see. Okay. Oh my gosh, one of the best singers of our generation, and singers, songwriters, and abs. D'Angelo is 51 today. D'Angelo's cruising or
those are some nice abs.
That man, that man's built. Yeah, he's a very painfully shy kind of person, and growing up found music as a outlet, and decided to start to just dedicate himself to it and everything. And when he started to get to be a little bit of a name, he was having a lot of trouble with that. So they had the idea. I believe it was the director and him had the idea. Well, we're just going to do a bare bones, just straight up, you got no shirt on, just a video of you and how does it feel. And that changed his whole career, just that music video. And in part because of his body, and he's a good looking guy, but I would remember that voice. That voice, that doesn't age. That part doesn't. Incredible singer, songwriter. The song "Lady" is one of my favorite songs of our generation. Really, growing up, I love that song. Brown Sugar. Oh my God, so many good songs from D'Angelo. Great singer.
Nice.
Jennifer Aniston is 56.
Really.
Mm-hmm. I think just one of the better all-around actors I've seen in my life. I genuinely like her a lot. I think she's a great actor. I the only thing I would have an issue with, if I got a chance to interview her, is why don't we see you more? Why don't you work more, Jennifer? Because because you got friends' money, and you don't have to.
Doesn't have to. I can choose which movies she wants to do now.
Yeah, being honest, I never really saw Friends or anything, so I didn't really know her work from that. She hosted Saturday Night Live and blew me away. I thought she was so darn good on there. And then seeing her in Horrible Bosses, where Jason Bateman and Charlie Day are two of my top 10 favorite comedic actors. I love those guys. And every scene she's in, she steals. Every scene she's in, she's just so darn funny. Good actor. Mm-hmm.
Well, and it's kind of, I imagine, a little, I don't want to say hard to, but she was so iconic in the Friends, and that was so well loved. That kind of has to be a little difficult to break out of that.
Yeah, it's a tough one. That absolutely. Yeah. And let's see here. Sheryl Crow is 63.
Really? Oh, love her music.
Great singer, songwriter. And a great story too. Sheryl Crow for a long time was a backup singer and a songwriter, and kind of wanted to be a front singer. Didn't really have a lot of opportunities. Finally got the chance, and man, did she take the ball and run with it!
Yeah, 9-time Grammy Award winning singer.
Yeah, she's had
an actress too. She's done some acting,
and she's still working. I mean, I don't want to make it sound like her career is over by any means. So she's still working. Tina Louise is 91. Ginger from Ginger Gilligan's Island. I almost said Ginger's Island. that was the sequel that didn't happen. Ginger on Gilligan's Island.
91. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
And some people no longer with us, but my God, what a list we have here, Melissa. Burt Reynolds, born on this day in 1936. Before Tom Selleck, the greatest mustache there was. Burt Reynolds. One of my favorite. I love Burt Reynolds. Love everything he did. Big, I don't know what.
Smokey and the Bandit. He did some voice work too. All Dogs Go to Heaven. Yep. The Longest Yard.
The Longest Yard is maybe my favorite sports movie. I watched that movie endlessly with my father. I cannot tell you how many times I watched that movie with my dad. Hooper, Burt Reynolds not only had a strong career, but also did he did this movie Hooper that my little brother just loved. He watched it like it was a cartoon, but it's definitely an adult movie. But it's all about a stuntman. And a big part of the reason for the movie was how much Burt Reynolds had such a respect and friends of with stuntmen. And before, back in the day, there wasn't really a union. They didn't really have a lot of rights. Burt Reynolds was a big part of them getting some respect in the industry and everything. Very well-rounded career and very interesting man. Hmm. Leslie Nielsen, born on this day in 1926. One of my biggest influences in comedy. I learned pretty quick I wasn't born with a funny bone, but I watched Airplane endlessly as a kid, and I would study and watch Leslie Nielsen and how he could just, you can be serious and funny. Mm-hmm. Oh, you can do that.
Deadpan delivery.
Oh, my God. Just masterfully done. You can make the argument nobody did it better. And nobody has done it better since. It's just an incredible career for Leslie Nielsen.
Dracula, Dead and Loving It from 95 is probably my favorite of his.
It's so corny, but it gets me every time when he comes up from the coffin and hits his head. It's so good. And it should be noted, Leslie Nielsen got a lot of his break, a lot of his start here in Wisconsin.
Really?
And working TVs, working commercials and TV commercials. And they had to really talk him into Airplane. He was not sold on that. He was not a comedic actor. He was a serious actor and trying to get respect as a serious actor. That didn't really happen for him. And I feel for him in that way. I feel like I'd like to have seen Leslie Nielsen do some serious work.
Right, because he definitely had the chops.
But he got a great career. I would imagine he had no complaints. Let's see here. Bobby Portis Pickett, born on this day in 1938, the Monster Mash writer.
Oh, okay.
And Eva Gabor, born on this day in 1919. Lisa Douglas on Green Acres, and of course she was Zsa's little sister.
Yeah.
That is going to do it for our list, but we wish everybody a great birthday or anniversary celebrating out there and encourage you to get your names to us and, of course, celebrate with our great friends at El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Going to get to our news and sports break. We'll take care of our partners. We'll come back and have some more fun. We're going to be talking about, do people know what they're doing at their job right now? Does anybody know what to do?
I have no idea.
No clue. Just phoning it. I mean, just completely.
Literally phoning it in.
No. We'll take a break. We'll be right back on more show. Welcome back, everybody. Downtown we're going. Here to kick off the segment.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
We hope you're having a good start to your morning out there. Happy Tuesday, everybody. James and Melissa here with you. Let's go ahead and dive into an interesting one here. There is a Gallup poll out on Americans in the workplace, and it found that just 46% of employees, quote, clearly know what is expected of them at work.
46%?
Not even half. One problem is engagement. Only 31% of employees reported feeling engaged at work, which is at a 10-year low, and 17% are actively disengaged. Even though things have been trending downward, those numbers aren't too different than usual. Throughout the 2010s, engagement improved every year before peaking at 36% in 2020. So why don't we feel engaged? Well, only 39% of employees feel strongly that someone at work cares about them, which is a drop of around 47% in 2020. And only 30% strongly agree that someone at work encourages their development, down from 36% in 2020. And I think that like most things in life, there is no one clear-cut answer and there's no one clear-cut solution.
Oh, right.
But I do think that there is one very big key problem to this. And I think, like most things in life, it starts from the top.
Yep.
And when we have leadership that has no accountability, that we have leadership that whines and complains, you're going to have people that do that.
Right.
The book Art of War by Sun Tzu, it's been read by every great mastermind, whether in business or in military, from the dawn, since it was first published. Mm-hmm. And my grandfather had me read that as a kid, and it's been very impactful in life for a number of different reasons. But one of the key parts of it is that the idea of a general blaming his soldiers. And well, how have you been leading? And Sun Tzu asks, and the general has not been leading well, has not been putting all of his work on everybody else. Well, mm-hmm. Of course. So and Sun Tzu didn't blame the general, though. He blamed himself. He took responsibility for it, that he had not trained that general well enough. Everything starts with accountability and leadership from the top. Mm-hmm. And when we have leadership, and I think people might be thinking I'm talking about politics, and I'm not just talking about politics. Well, I am, but I'm not just talking about politics.
Right, because there's leadership in every organization.
Yeah. And this may sound like, well, James is just saying this because it's the company he works for. No, James works for this company because he has leadership like this. Mm-hmm. It's not the one way. It's the other way around. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't. We had issues this morning with our wide orbit system. Mm-hmm. And I reach out and I'm able to immediately within a couple of minutes hear from either Chuck or Sage or one of our leaders around here. Mm-hmm. And they're up to date. They're working with me on it. Mm-hmm. I cannot even count on one. I literally could not count how many times we have an issue at midnight or one in the morning. And before I can even text the text chain or find out anything, the owner of our company, Sage, is out there working on the problem. Mm-hmm. When you have leadership like that, how can you not lead yourself? How can you not be inspired? How can you not want to do a good job? He cares. He shows that. He's mm-hmm. literally putting in the work. He could be off on a beach somewhere drinking Mai Tais or something like that, just like checking his numbers. Like, how am I in the black? Okay, cool. I'm good. Like, it doesn't have to do that. That's true leadership. Mm-hmm. That's putting action to words. I don't think that leadership is something that is that difficult. I really don't. I think most people lead by example. For every rah-rah person or something like that, I think most people are, almost everybody out there is a leader just by leading by example. Mm-hmm. That's a big part of
that's,
it.
And
communication.
Communication is big too, but we're taught that as children, not, you know, only by our parents, but in school, to, you know, set a good example for those that are, if those of us that have siblings heard that a lot.
Set
a good example for your younger brothers and sisters. They're watching you, mm-hmm. and they're going to copy you. And that's how leadership works. If our leaders are setting a poor example and they're just blaming other people and they're not willing to take responsibility for anything and they're not they're not putting action behind, you know, the things that they say you should be doing. They're not doing those things. Well then why should we?
Yeah, this accountability that we're talking about, it certainly stems with employees as well. Employees do have to do, you know, their job.
Oh, right.
But more times than not, from what I've seen, whether it's my own in the work light world that I've been in, or it's just from talking to people, there is no. It starts from the top.
Yeah, because if there's a rule in your office to not put your feet on the desk, and you walk into your boss's office and his feet are on his desk, well,
yeah,
are you going to follow that rule then?
There are so many examples in history, right, of this, where when it comes to just, I don't know, the simplest of accountability and the simplest of, you know, you expect one thing, but you're not expecting them to do it. That doesn't work well for anybody in no situation. Any parent can almost tell you that.
Right. You can't talk out of both sides of your mouth.
Yeah. And I will say, only parents can get away with do what I say, not what I do. Only parents. They're not bosses, not other people, not your coworkers. They're the only ones that get away with that. I actually have no issue with that. no issue with it whatsoever. But in all truth, I this is something that also happens when the disengagement or the disenchantment, if you will, with as we get more and more farther away, that top 1% gets smaller and smaller. As greedy millionaires are only going to have so much room. That top 1% is getting smaller and smaller.
You mean billionaires. Greedy billionaires.
Yeah. I brought up millionaires because they can't get into the billionaire club. So that group of people, and then the rest of us, we're getting farther and farther away from each other.
Yep.
And while we, I think, as people, those of us that are in what used to be the middle class or whatever's left of it or anything, I think there is some genuine work at trying to connect and trying to bring our country closer together. The people in the top 1%, that's not what they want. Divide Damn. And conquer.
Yep.
Divide and conquer. You don't have to read The Art of War to know that. That's as old as time. Right. And that's what they're doing right now.
Yep. Keep us fighting amongst ourselves, because then we aren't paying attention to what they're doing.
And again, I'm not just talking about politicians, although they are definitely at the top of this list. Employers do this too, and that's not good management. That's not good leadership. And you don't have to put up with it. You don't have to put up with it. There's a lot of jobs out there. There's a lot of work out there. There's a lot of things you can do for a living. The more you push back at these things, the more change can happen.
Yep.
And I think, too, again, the personal responsibility of this for everybody, whether you're a manager in a leadership position or you are an employee, wherever you are, accountability, communication, they go a long way.
Well, and there's also the self, feeling good about your work and what you do. If you're not putting effort in, you're not going to feel good about it, at least for me personally.
Agreed. No, that's a good point. Yeah, that is definitely true. Let's go ahead and take a quick time out. We'll come back. And this guy turned orange. I don't know how, but I want to find out how.
It's Cheetos, right?
It's got to be, right? It's got to be Cheetos. We'll find out when we come back here on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. We're going to give you that Love on the Air text to win contest word before we wrap up the hour. It's coming up. Be listening for it. But real quick, wanted to touch on this one. Cat and dog owners are freaking out over reports that their pets' microchips might not be working right now.
Oh.
A Texas-based chip company called Save This Life went under and apparently didn't tell anyone. If you scan one of their chips right now, it's not linked to anything, so there's by no way to contact you.
Oh, no.
The American Animal Hospital Association keeps a central database of all chip numbers, but pets registered through Save This Life aren't in it anymore. Now, the good news is your pet's microchip is fine. You just have to re-register it through another company. A few do it for free. Others charge about $20. Your vet might have your pet's chip number on file, or they can scan it. If you have it written down, you can check it yourself at AAHA.org. That's AAHA.org. But all the bad chips start with one of these two numbers, 991 or 900164.
Wow.
So keep that in mind. And I would say, I know I'm going to do this with my fur brother. I'm going to check just in case. Yeah. I don't know how many people know where their chip is actually from. So
what company produced the chip that's in your animal? And especially if it was put in at a shelter.
Yes.
It depends. You could probably call that shelter and ask.
Yeah.
If you don't have the information yourself. But usually they give you like a card. Or like even a tag you can put on your keychain.
Yeah,
with that information on it.
I don't want to dog this company too much or anything, but I no, I didn't mean to do that. That was cringy. I don't know their story. I don't know what, but it is really if you're a company based on helping animals, to not go the extra mile and say, hey, we are going bankrupt here. You're gonna have to get those chips checked. That completely defeats the purpose of the company. But I think
they'd have customer lists, an easy way to just email everybody.
Yeah, I will say. Not only will we be talking about this again with our friends from the Humane Society on Thursday with our Pet of the Week to remind everybody about this, but I think that no matter what, there's a good way to look this up. And there are, they're right, there are a lot of different free ways to do this. 24PetWatch.com, 24PetWatch.com has a good list as well.
There you go.
And again, we'll bring this up again on Thursday with our friends from the Southwick County Humane Society. Be listening for that and our Pet of the Week.
It's a good segment.
A Florida man in his 40s just landed himself in a medical journal after his crazy diet turned his hands, feet, and elbows a light orange color.
Ooh.
They diagnosed him with something called Xanthula Osmula. It's when your cholesterol gets so high, fat starts building up under your skin. It causes yellow or orange deposits, usually around your eyes. But it can happen anywhere on your body. So what was he eating? He told them he'd been following an extreme carnivore diet for 8 months, where he's only eating hamburger meat, cheese, and full sticks of butter.
Full sticks of butter?
Dang.
I don't know how you even come up with that. It only took 8 months for him to turn orange?
He told them he'd lost some weight and was feeling really good, but when they checked his cholesterol, it was over 1,000. Anything above 200 is negative. That's a bad thing. That's bad.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, part of the reason we're doing this story is because he is doing fine now. He's okay. Hopefully he's got some vegetables in his diet. You know, maybe put some greens in there.
Right. You don't want to get scurvy.
Oh, man.
Is this a keto diet to the... Not the keto. What was the name of that diet where it starts with an A, I think.
I don't know, but I know you said keto, but I thought you said Cheeto diet.
Cheeto diet.
He did go orange.
That is not meat.
No. He did turn orange,
though. Or real cheese. I mean, sometimes they say there's real cheese in them, but
yeah,
I don't know.
I do know that this is not something you want to run into.
No, I really don't want my hands, elbows, and feet turning orange.
But it's something... one of our listeners texted in Atkins diet.
Atkins. Thank you. I knew it started with...
Shout out.
Yay, listeners.
Best listeners in radio. The fact that this has a name, and so it's happened more than just to this guy, that I don't know about anybody else, but that stood out to me. Whenever they have a name for something, you know it's happened quite a few times.
Yeah. I mean, because there are different, you know, eating... People eat what they like.
Yeah.
Until they know different.
I know that we've done stories here years and years ago. I'm pretty sure it was when Bob and I actually were doing the show together. There was a story of some people turning blue. And it was mainly from the water that they were drinking. It was something along those lines. We've had stories similar to this before.
Yeah, I've heard a guy turning orange from eating just carrots.
Yeah.
I think he was eating just carrots and almonds.
Can we just say the human body's weird? Can we just admit that it's weird?
It is just weird.
Nothing against the design. I'm very happy with it. I'm thankful for it. But at the same time, it is weird. It is two things.
You know? I am grateful for medical advancements and replaceable parts.
I don't know how much anybody else... I don't really take a lot of time to think about it, but my elbows have been dry lately. And I started thinking about it. I'm like, I don't know if I've ever really paid attention to my elbows.
Lotion, James.
Yeah.
Moisturize.
Yeah. I'm not good at that. I'm horrible at that. I really need to be better at it.
You and every other... Well, okay. Most every other guy out there.
Yeah. I'm just not one of those things I think of.
Girls, too. I was bad about it for years.
Got to get better at it. And especially, it's not like they don't have a billion lotions that all work for you nowadays. There's a million things out there that you can try.
You have lots of options. And as Terry Barr tells us, you can even use ChapStick.
Yes. Yes. Oh, that was a great one. God, I love her segments.
Yeah, they're great. Slice of Wisconsin.
It's one of the fun things we do around here. Similar to one of the other fun things we do around here, these text to win contests. We have a lot of fun with these. Our Love on the Air contest is going strong. We've been having a lot of fun with this one. We just got a couple of more days left, everybody, of this. We're just doing it through Thursday.
Oh, so wow.
You just got a couple more days to text us a keyword every hour at the top of the 8 a.m., 10 a.m., noon, and 2 o'clock hours. We'll give you those keywords.
Four chances to win every day.
Yeah, and text that keyword to us, and you can get in on the winning.
Yes, there are so many great prizes. Two tickets to Bachelors on Broadway. I won't go through the whole list again because I did at the beginning of the hour, but it's such a wonderful package. So many dates all in one package.
Yeah, and you can find the complete list at WFHR.com. Go ahead and head on over there and check that out. And while you're at it, pull out that Civic Media app if you're not already listening to us on it and get ready to text us the keyword for this hour. And it is... Oh, wait, there was one other thing on this article.
No, come on, James.
Friendship. Friendship.
Friendship. FRIENDSHIP.
text that keyword to us. Everybody get in on the winning as our phones blow up with all these texts. Thank you so much for that, everybody. It's pretty cool. I got to say, that's pretty cool.
Yes, the more times you enter, the more chances to win.
Yeah, keep on doing it. Keep on entering it, everybody. Mm-hmm. And be listening at the top of the 10 a.m., noon, and 2 o'clock hours today and right through Thursday for that keyword to text to us and get in on the winning. Big time thank you to our friends at Party Envy LLC over on WIRI texting our tech sponsors. And right here, Johnson & Sons Jeep texting our line here at WFHR.
Yes, and our general sponsors, Quality Printing and Wham Incorporated.
Those are pretty good guys over there. They're pretty good people
over there. Phil's a great guy. I like him.
We should touch base with them more often.
Should we?
We should talk to them.
Maybe we'll talk to them tomorrow.
Good idea. Good idea, Melissa. We will do that. We'll have Phil join us tomorrow. Why not have a wicked awesome Word of Wednesday? Let's do that.
It'll be Wednesday. Fun.
We will be back with plenty of show for you. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.